It's 8:40. It's Tuesday morning with the Musers. Biggest show coming to town this week here in 15 minutes. We had the Zeke Elliott news break on Yahoo Sports yesterday afternoon that the commissioner is going to review the videotape from Las Vegas, and that based on his prior incidents, including the incident in Columbus and the St. Patrick's Day incident, that it could lay the groundwork for the commissioner to look at this video, and it's his sole judgment whether Elliott has violated the league's conduct policy. And if so, he could be looking at one or two game suspension this year. So that's thrown the world of the Cowboys for a bit of a loop. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager to talk about the latest Zeke Elliott news. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Hey, before we get started here, I just want to say that I'm very sad to hear about the death of Jared Fraley.
Mm-hmm.
We were big fans of his baseball work. Not so much a fan of his Cowboys coverage because he didn't like me too much. but big condolences to the sports family out there.
Mm-hmm.
And now I guess I'm the greatest Jerry in the Metroplex again.
Well, I'd have to think about that, but maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Name one other.
I can't offhand.
See there, told you I win by a process.
Well, oh wait, I thought of one, Jerry Jr.
There ain't no way he's better than me. Hey, can you believe that Robert Kraft got off again on the Orca Invasion thing?
Well,
yeah, I guess you could word it like that, but yeah,
I mean,
we'll see.
They can't get him in court. The NFL doesn't seem to do nothing. How does Roger Goodell let Kraft get an illegal Asian handy and Zeke can't have a little argument with his girlfriend, huh?
Well, you know, I don't know. Every case is different, Jerry.
There's so much patriot bias in this NFL.
You think?
I swear, everything Kraft does gets a happy ending, doesn't it?
Well, a lot of times, yeah.
Always winning them Super Bowls.
Yeah, yeah, he's had a lot of Super Bowl wins.
I haven't had a happy ending since 1996.
Yeah, your seasons have a sad ending to them, it seems like.
Well, that's if you don't count when I went to Orchids of Asia right after the Kraft story broke, just to check it out, do my own
recognition. You did not.
I did. I did. And let me tell you something, that old gal had some farm experience in her because she had the hands of a woman who must have milked a cow for about 25
all
years.
All right, Jerry, stop it.
Too much information there.
We on air now?
Yeah, yes. We are. We are.
All right. Well, then let me just say to all the Cowboy fans that the Zeke deal is a non-issue.
Yeah, that's what you've been saying, but I don't know. It sounds
non-issue.
Like the league's at least going to take a look at it.
Well, they can take a look all they want, but I think that you can clearly see that that girlfriend started it, and then that security guard, I mean, he flopped. That none of that was Zeke's fault.
You think he flopped, huh?
None of that is Zeke's fault, and I expect him to be fully vindicationed by this league.
Okay. Vindicated?
Yeah, that's the word.
Well, okay. You know, last time you told us this, he got a 6-game suspension.
Well, and I'm smiling as you're saying that, but that is true, and it does worry me, but I'm not going to say it out loud.
Okay.
Because just between you and me,
mm-hmm.
Zeke Elliott's worse news than Pearl Harbor.
Oh,
what?
That's between us.
Well, once again, we're on the air, Jerry.
We are. Oh,
yeah,
good
so it really can't be between
and,
us.
By the way, I'd like to congratulate Mount Vernon for hiring Art Briles.
What?
Taking some of the attention off Zeke there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And because I was thinking about hiring him, and that would have been a PR disaster.
It kept you from doing it.
Oh, man, I was so high on hiring Art Briles. But, in fact, Steven had to tackle me as I was climbing up the telephone pole to call him and hire him.
Again?
Yeah, again.
I don't think you want that getting out.
I got about halfway up the first time he pulled me back down by my britches leg. And then the second time he threw rocks at me until I fell off. I was about 3/4 way up that time. Third time I go reaching for that receiver and Steven took out his .22 and put 2 rounds through.
Good Lord, you have a lot of feuding in that family.
Where is that pole? Is it right outside the Star? Is that where it is?
No, it's right outside my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the way I grew up with the telephone being up there, and I feel more comfortable.
Okay, that makes sense.
Got a pretty wild Arkansas family.
He must be a pretty good shot to shoot that receiver right out of your
hand. Hey, speaking of, I got we had Jerry Jr.'s junior high graduation this past week.
Junior high?
He's got a law degree, I think.
It's the first time anyone in his school walked the stage in a SpongeBob costume. Got record setters in this family. Gotta go. Good morning.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jerry.